3. Was Marx right? In 2008, something bizarre happened to Karl Marx. "He's back," shouted a headline in the London Times. The German publishers of Marx's Kapital reported a 300% increase in sales after a government minister declared his ideas not so bad. Meanwhile, in Japan, a manga version of Kapital went viral. In France, Nicolas Sarkozy was photographed leafing through the French edition of Marx's masterpiece. The catalyst for Marx mania was, of course, the financial crisis. Capitalism was collapsing. Marx had predicted it, so he should be deemed right, or reappraised, or at least allowed some posthumous schadenfreude. But there's a problem. Marxism is both a theory of history and a theory of crisis. As a theory of history, it is superb. Armed with an understanding of class, power, and technology, we can predict the actions of powerful men before they know what they're going to do themselves. But as a theory of crisis, Marxism is flawed. If we are going to utilize Marx in the present situation, we need to understand his limitations and the theoretical mess his followers got into as they tried to overcome those limitations. These are not dead questions. The more Marx's bearded face pops up in the panicked pages of mainstream newspapers, and the deeper the social catastrophe inflicted on the youth of tomorrow, the greater the chance becomes that they will try to repeat the failed experiments of Marx's followers, Bolshevism, and the forced march abolition of the market. The premise of this book, that there is a different route beyond capitalism and different means to achieve it, demands we deal with the Marxist theory of crisis here. So, what's the problem? Marx understood that capitalism is an unstable, fragile, and complex system. He recognized that class gives different agents in the market unequal power, but Marxism underestimated capitalism's capacity to adapt. The man himself had witnessed only one global adaptation, the upswing of the second long...